Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator. I am the host. I will be answering the questions the men have this season. A lot of people may not like me this season, and that's okay. A lot of men will be like, all right, we have answers to the shit that women don't want to answer. Yep. And all of this is personal opinion. I expect people to disagree with me. I expect people to not understand where I'm coming from with this. And I expect women to be in denial of what I'm answering. That's okay. That's expected already. All right. But I think in order to bridge the understanding between men and women, between the delusion, the audacity, and making sure people stay in their lane, I'm going to answer some things the men have questions about. And you are free to give your opinion under post. You are free to give your opinion through email. You are free to give your opinion through DM. And you are free to give your opinion personally. Okay? I am not offended. Okay? Your thoughts are always welcome. But they're not going to change anything. All right, with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And each week I'll be on here answering questions the men have, all right? And these are questions from different men, not a man. So you don't have to feel so defensive, because it's not one man that has questions. It's many men. Many men. Okay? Let's go. Episode 17, what are you scared that we'll find out about you? A woman with a mystery, huh? Okay. Well, I tell people off tops that I'm crazy. Now, full disclosure, not mugshot number 28 type of crazy. Not I'm a pull up, you know, anyway, and not call you first type of crazy. Not I'm gonna blow your phone up 1,000 times and be right back type of crazy. But I'm moody. I'm moody about people I care about. I'm moody about people I'm with. And I'm either all in for.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
My person, and if you make me feel like I have to limit how I love you or how I care about you or how I show up for you, I'd rather be all out. I'm not a half-ass type of person, right? But when I'm pissed, when you piss me off enough, I will turn my feelings off for you and live my fucking life very quick. And it's not because I'm a Gemini. It's just because I don't have any room in my life about shit that I'm unsure about. I don't have any room in my life about for people who are iffy about me, or iffy about how I show up for them, or iffy about how I want them, or iffy about where I see us. I don't know how to partially, maybe, put you in my future or not. And if I can't see you in my future, if I have to start making my future without you in it, is going to make our current moments together very short, because I'm unsure about you and you are making me unsure about you. So I'd rather be sure that I don't include you. And just that's how I am. So I hate not knowing where my feelings are supposed to be with the person. So I'm not scared that you're going to find out anything about me, because I'm very open with who I am, with my friends, with my family, with my kids. So there's nothing that I'm scared that you're going to find out. But the only thing I'm scared of is using my time with you that when I could have been doing something else. And it's not because I feel like you're a waste of time, but if you have any thoughts in your mind that this is not going to work in the future, I want you to tell me as soon as you feel that. If you have any doubts in your mind that this is going to be limited or I don't see us being together next week or next month, I need you to tell me when you feel that so we can have a discussion about it and see if it's something that can be corrected or see if what your stomach is telling you is a motherfucking truth. Okay? I do not like my time wasted. I do not like my efforts wasted. I do not like trying with people who know they're not going to give me their 100%. Because when I want to be in a relationship with somebody, when I see the greatness in someone, I honestly see the greatness in you. When I see greatness in friends, it's not because we're just friends. Whether or not we're friends later, I see the greatness in you. I hope you do something great with your talents because you got it. I wasn't telling you you got it just because we were friends. No, you got that shit. You just need to figure out how you gonna still go get that shit without me in it because we're no longer cool. Same thing. Yes, I have exes, but a lot of them are very talented people that do great in life, who have great talent, but they have to find another woman that's going to nurture that because it's not going to be me anymore because we are not together. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very open, like I said, but no woman wants to get close to you for no reason. I cannot hide who I am, so I'm never scared that you're going to find out who I am because I'm showing you, right? I'm a horrible liar. You got to communicate well for me in order to keep me, okay? I'm not scared of a lot. I do like to skydive for fun. What is your white talent? I like to skydive for fun. I don't know. I've never been good at not giving a fuck. So a lot of women are good at faking like they give a fuck. I've never been good at giving a fuck if I don't give a fuck, if that makes sense. So men can do shit for women who are good at giving a fuck when they really don't. I'm not that. I'm not going to fake like I can't lift something because you're around. I'm not going to beg you to do something for me when I already asked you one time. I'm not going to keep reminding you to do that thing that you said you were going to do because that sounds too much like nagging. And I might have a vagina, but I'm not a bitch. And I'm not going to nag you to do something you told me yes to. You either are going to tell me yes and get it done, or I'm going to do it myself or find somebody else to do it. What your feelings are because I did it myself or I found somebody else to do it, none of my business. Okay? That's how I move, right? So it's not about you finding something out about me because I'm not lying to you. Now, women who lie, women who have a roster, women who date multiple people at the same time and give them all a different story, maybe that's a bitch that's scared that you're going to find something out about her. I am not her. I am not putting myself into a predicament to remember names. I am not having people call me under different aliases. I am not giving people different phone numbers so they can get in contact with me. If I don't want to talk to you, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to give you the illusion that there's a possibility for us later if there's no possibility for us. So I am not somebody that's going to be fun to be on anybody's roster. And I am not somebody who's going to keep you on a roster because when I don't care, when you're not showing any momentum of interest that I have for you, you don't exist. Right? And a lot of women are not like me, so don't take me as everybody.
She Gets a Pod will be right back after this message. It's fall again. Everyone's going to be bundled up, hiding inside, under their coziest sweaters, under their favorite throw, watching their favorite show. Because most people like fall, like me. You're supposed to be with people you care about, people you love, people who make you laugh. But what if you don't have those people? That returning dark cloud might be back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people because, you know, you just don't want to be the victim again. You don't want to be the reason why everybody's sad or everybody stops having their fun because you're feeling a certain type of way. So you're quiet about it. But some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak to someone and be heard, because we all have things that we're carrying that's a bit heavier than the next person. And usually fall time, when it gets a bit darker, when less people are available because their schedules are so busy, we need someone to talk to. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can professionally help you with the tools to work through your thoughts and feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. So stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. There's a lot of people who are not willing to understand other people that they want to date. They just want to get something from them. So that's what I'm going to be digging into, explaining. The whole season is recorded and scheduled already all the way into January, okay? Body, because no, a lot of women are into going out on a date with someone so they can have food in their fridge. Going out with someone that's going to pay their rent. Responding and sending pictures and videos to someone because they have access to a place in life where they want to be. I am not her. She's not me. We are not equal. Okay. Women more than likely don't want you to find out
that they don't care most of the time. And that's some fucking truth. I don't need to be figured out. You can ask me if I give a fuck and I'm going to tell you, not really. You can ask me if we're together and I'm going to tell you, no, we're broken up. You can ask me if I want to get married to you tomorrow and I'm going to tell you, no. There's no reason why you're wondering when it comes to me, because I'm going to tell you straight up. It's not because I'm mean. It's not because I'm being a bitch. It's not because I'm playing hard to get. If I don't like you and if I don't see you the way that you see me, I'm going to tell you. The question is, do you want to know? Because just like women want to hear the truth they want to hear, some men want to hear the truth that they want to hear. And some men don't ask the questions they need to ask to women because they don't want to hear the truth. I hope that didn't go over your heads. That was episode 17. It was so nice answering that question. So please send me more. Send me more. It is no shade to women and it's no shade to men, but I'm just answering the questions that the men have. As a woman. As a woman.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.